start another chelak of the sugya last week, mazik brishus. When you're walking in a place where'd the booklets go? There was a whole pile of them. Gone. Okay. By next week, it's a new sugya anyway. So. So what we wanted to start with was the first sugya we dealt with was Oynes, Machlokes Tosfos Ramban, Oynes. The second sugya, which touches on that, is what happens if there's a question of are we Birshos or are we Shaloi Birshos? Do we have permission to Shkoyach? If you have permission to be there, you don't have permission to be there. And this comes from a Gemara, and this is going to be the sugya. This is going to be the sugya of this pamphlet's in the back of car accidents and stuff like that. Okay, so let's learn the Gemara. I think it's in the insert. It's not in the pamphlet, but it's in the Gemaras I gave out, which is in Baba Kama Memchesam and Aleph. So, here, you have an extra one of those? Is Gemara? Oh, no. Okay. Fine. So, the Gemara, the third to last line. V'amarava. Actually, I want to start from the last line. We'll go back to that, to the line before that. V'azdula taimai. The last line, Memchesam and Aleph, going to Memchesam and Beis. D'amarava, v'itimra papa. Top line of Memchesam and Beis. Shneim Bershos, Shneim Shaloi Bershos. Two people, they're both equally Bershos in this place. Rashi says, what's Bershos? Kegoin Bershos Arabim. In a public place. Oi, Chatzar Ashutfim. Or we both belong here because we both own it together. Or Rashi has a third case, it's really my property, but I invited you over. So now we're both Bershos. Shneim Bershos, Shneim Shaloi Bershos. Zok the Gemara according to Rashi and Tosfos and most Rishonim, hiziku ze ezeh. If they damage each other, chayavim. Whichever one damages the other one is chayiv. Huzku ze bezeh. If they got damaged from each other, potter. Then they're potter. What's the difference between hiziku and huzku? So, and what's the reasoning behind this halacha? So Rashi says, Shneim Shaloi Bershos. What's the case for Shaloi Bershos? They're both in Rosh Hasharabim, but they're running in Rosh Hasharabim. So you have no permission to be running in Rosh Hasharabim. So you being in Rosh Hasharabim now is considered Shaloi Bershos. You don't have permission to be there in the way that you're there. You're there, you're running, you're not allowed to be there. So if they damage each other, says Rashi, be yadayim. Vafiyu Shaloi Miskavim. It's your force, your energy of Reuven is the one that damaged Shimon. So it's considered he's the mazik, so he's chayiv. Even though they're both, I have permission to be there, but he also has permission to be there. So therefore, I'm chayiv. And says Rashi chayavin, says Rashi, debenizikin loishani lambe miskavin loishay miskavin. Because you don't need kavana to damage. In other words, this goes back to the rule, adam wad loilam. You're not necessarily considered negligent. Because maybe I have permission to do what I'm doing. But you also have permission to be here. So it's mutal on me, the responsibility to make sure I'm not damaging people when I'm doing something. And therefore, whoever is the damager is chayiv. Okay? So, okay. But what happens if it's huzku zebezeh? Huzku zebezeh means that now Reuven didn't go ahead and hit Shimon. What happened was Shimon was walking and tripped over Reuven. So now it's the opposite. Shimon has a responsibility to make sure that he watches himself from people that could be there bershus. Okay? So like we said an example last week. Let's say you're in shul. I have permission to be in shul. You have permission to be in shul. And the guy puts his talus and he wraps his talus behind him. And he whacks another guy and he the case, I think, from just like Zubershin's case was, and he passed his esrog while he was throwing his talus. But whatever. The case is, he's Bershus, but he's damaging him. Like someone asked from Moshe Feinstein, what's your kavana? When your grace of kavana is when you're putting a talus, he said, not to hit the guy behind me. So the Lamaisa, you're both Bershus, but you're mazik him be a daim, you're chayiv. Because he has permission to be there, you have permission to be there. So you have to, but let's say, we said you're in the park, and you're sitting there relaxing with a book, and someone comes and trips over your legs, you're sitting in a normal, technically a normal way, you're not mechuy, so that's a normal thing that you're doing, he's tripping over you. He knows that there are people sitting on the benches, so even though technically you were mazik him, but since it was his action that caused it, so it's his energy that caused it, it would be called huz guzebazet, and you're potter. What about if you're both moving and you bump into each other? So the Rishonim say that's called huzku also. Because since the victim, the damagee, is that the term? Since the damagee, is that a proper term? Huh? Yeah, exactly. What's the term? What? The nizik, yeah. Okay, so let's use the nizik. So if the nizik is also involved in the hezik, if the nizik is involved, the victim is involved, then the Rishonim say that's called husku, and we're going to have to prove that from another case, okay? So this is the principle, this is the rule this is the rule of thumb in this case. Okay, yo, hiziku ze ze chayavin, husku ze baze piturim. As long, if shneim bershus, or shneim shaloi bershus. Now let's think about the logic for a moment. Shneim bershus, they're both there, Bershus, I understand the logic. Right? Because Reuven and Shimon, if Reuven damages Shimon, yeah, Reuven's allowed to be walking and he's doing something normal, but he has to be aware that there's other people there that also have permission to be there, so he's chayiv. And also, at the same token, Shimon is walking and trips over Reuven, Shimon's Bershus, since Reuven is a Bershus, so he's not doing anything wrong, but what about Shneim Shaloi Bershus? What's the logic there? So I understand Shnehem Shaloi Bershus, right? They're both running, Rashi said. So they're both running. Neither one has a permission to be there in that way. So therefore, if one guy damages the other, I understand why you're chayiv. You're doing something Shaloi Bershus. What about if someone gets damaged from him? So he's putter because the guy that tripped over him is Shaloi Bershus, so therefore he's not mechuyev to be careful that people shouldn't get damaged in him if the people that are damaging him, getting damaged from him, are also Shaloi Bershus. Okay? Now, let's take one last scenario. What's the scenario that's left? Echad Bershus ve'echad Shaloi Bershus. It means it's my house and some guy walks in. So he's Shaloi Bershus. So what's the halacha there? So there the halacha is that we put all the responsibility on the Shaloi Bershus guy. All the achrayis on the Shaloi Bershus guy. So if the Bershus guy, the Balabayas, hits the guest, the trespasser, he's potter. And if the Baal Bayis trips over the trespasser is chayiv to pay for the damage that he caused to the Baal Bayis. So we put all the achrayis on the trespasser. Okay?
At what point is he no longer the trespasser? So the
respect of Baal Bayis and Namios, and he's here on the... So this is going to be a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. Look at, now we can go back to Amud Aleph. Okay? Memchas Amud Aleph, the first wide line. The Amar Rava. Nichnas lechotzer balabayis shaloi bershus. You come into a chotzer of a balabayis shaloi bershus. Vehizik is balabayis or balabayis huzak boy. You damaged the balabayis or the balabayis tripped over you and got damaged. Chayev. Hizikoi balabayis. The balabayis damages him. Potter. The balabayis does not have to pay for the damages caused to the trespasser. However, Amar Papa loy amar and elder loy have a yodabei. Aval have a yodabei hizikoi balabayis chayev. Once you know about him, you can't damage him anymore. Once you know that he's there, now it's mutal on your responsibility to make sure that you don't damage him. Okay? Okay, so once you know about him, this is a little chiddush, the Sma says, that even that you knew that he came in, but you don't know that he's there now. And it's 10 minutes ago I saw him come in, but I don't see him in front of me right now. Still, once you know he's in there, it places a whole new level of responsibility on you to make sure they don't damage him. By the way,
Yediyah, even though I don't approve it.
Correct. Correct. Yediyah is enough. Next thing, Machlokes, but we paskin. What about if you know that he's there and you trip over him? Does that exempt the trespasser from damages that he caused to the Baal Bais, right? We're saying, if the Baal Bais knows that the trespasser is there and he's mazik him, he loses that exemption. And the Baal Bais now has to pay for the damages that he caused to the trespasser. What about fakir? We said that if the trespasser is there and the Baal Bais trips over him, the trespasser's got to pay. What if the Baal Bais knows that the trespasser is there? Does that place a new responsibility on the Baal Bais to avoid him? Or do you say, no, look, at the end of the day, get out of my house. I don't care that you're there. I don't want to have to look over where I'm going. The Gemara doesn't say. So the Torah brings down from the Rama that our Papa's going back in the second case also, not just the third case.
Because he's saying
the my time is not mashma like that. Because my time is very much mashma. It's only going back in the third case. Yeah, I hear that. But the Rama paskins and then the Rama brings it down. That it would exempt, it would put the responsibility on the Baal, this is going to be very negeah, it puts the responsibility on the Rishus person not to trip over the Shaloi Rishus. Okay? So once you know he's there, it's a whole new, it changes the halacha completely. Now, the Baal Bais retains a whole new level of responsibility. A, he can't be mazik, the trespasser, and B, he can't just say, walk blindly through his house, and if he bumps into him, no. That the trespasser would have to pay. No, now he places upon him a responsibility to avoid the trespasser and make sure he doesn't trip over it.
There's no chil, like even the Baal Bais says, I don't want you here. I know you're here, but I don't want you here. It's the akimt of you have no rishis to be here, so because you have no rishis that I know, so now I'm hired for the akimt.
Sounds like you're a sympathizer of the Rambam Shita. But right now, which I did not make copies of the Rambams, unfortunately I forgot about that. But we should have done that. Make copies of the Rambams because it's a big thing over here. We have the Rambams. No, we have it. So that's what the Rambam says. But that's not what Rashi says, and that's not how we pass in Kipshutai. Okay. It doesn't make a difference, but that doesn't allow you to be negligent on being mazik him. That's the whole Gemara. My time, nihid isli l'rshusach. Even though I have permission to ask you to leave and actually forcefully ask you to leave, but I don't have permission to damage you. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying, according to Rashi.
You can forcefully, if he doesn't listen to you and you want him to leave, you can forcibly with your hands get him to leave your body.
We pasken kipshutai that avid inish dina l'nafshe in such a case. That you could take the law into your own hands, but you can't be mazik him.
What if he resists?
The law is.
There's going to be. Isn't he setting himself up? He's below.
That's the Gemara saying. That's exactly the point of the Gemara, right? The last line of the Gemara: Nehi de islach rishusa la puki. Even though you have rishus to get me out of here, la azuki la soch rishusa. You don't have rishus to be mazik.
Isn't he being negligent himself by not leaving?
He's not all of a sudden. That's not called being negligent to allow himself to be damaged.
He's not behaving according to what this.
Okay,
is.
So that's called Shaloi Bershus, and the Gemara is saying that if you know that he's there, you can't go be mazik people.
Well, it's definitely Evan by the case of the Ramban. I put my kale next to the guy who's sleeping.
No, but that's if the other guy's an oinus. If I put my Evan down and the other guy's an oinus, then I'm problem. But if I put my Evan down, he snatches it with his hands and he's chayiv. So, okay. The oilam is going to like, it sounds like going to like the Rambam better. So let's see the Rambam. The Rambam is in the pamphlet. It's Perek Vav. Well, let's just say the page number here. It's going to be on page 13 in the pamphlet. So, the Rambam in Perek Aleph and Beis brought down the rule of Adam Muad La'olam. That no matter what, you're always chayiv, even b'shoigig be'oynes, you had no way of knowing, you weren't negligent in the damage, you're still chayiv. You're still chayiv. Zok the Rambam halacha gimel. B'medrim amurim, when is this principle said? B'rshus ha'nizik. in the reshus of the nizik. I don't want them to get confused though, because we don't pass like the Rambam necessarily, but we're going to learn the Rambam. Okay. This whole halacha that when you damage, you're chayv no matter what. And we always say that the onus of responsibility is on the mazik. The mazik has to take a chayis responsibility for his actions. And even if it was not something that you were negligent about, you're still chayv. When is that said? That's when you're in the property, in the domain of the nizik, of the guy that got damaged. So what are you doing? What are you doing over here? You weren't negligent, but get your stuff out of here. Avo b'rishus ha-mazik. But if the damage took place in the rishus of the damager, of the mazik, the balabayis, ein chayev l'shalim. You don't have to pay. Im hizik b'zadoin. Unless you did it on purpose. Avo b'shgaga. But if you did it by accident, or b'oines, potter. You're potter. Okay? So right there, the Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam understood Rav Papa to be saying that when Rav Papa says Hani Mili D'lo Yada Bei, it doesn't mean you didn't know about him. It means you didn't have kavana to do it to him. That's what it means. Hani Mili, when is that true? If you didn't try to be mazikim, but you're trying to be mazikim on purpose, that you're not allowed to do. Why? Because you can ask me to leave, but you can't be mazik me. But you don't have now. We don't. In your own home, you have no responsibility of shmira on yourself. If you're mazikim, be a daim, you're mazikim. But you don't have a chiv shmira on yourself. Since you have no chiv shmira on yourself, you're allowed to let loose. So even if something happens b'aynis or b'shoigig, you're potter. This is the Rambam's shita.
What's the other way to read into the Gemara?
Lo yada bay. I just know, I'm aware that he's there.
So what's the lo amran? Hazik was you did it on purpose. Lo amran elo where you didn't know. There's only one way of doing it if you did it on purpose.
What do you mean?
If you did it on purpose, there's no lo amran. What
do you mean?
Lo amran elo to lo have a yada bay, I will have a yada bay.
Right. This p'tur, that if you're mazikim, your potter is only if you didn't do it on purpose. But if you did it on purpose, then
like Rashi,
it's also good that your potter is only if you didn't know that he's there. But once you know that he's there, you're chayav.
Yeah,
even either or miskaven or no miskaven.
Right, he's equal. You damaged him. Damaging him means it's your force. But you could be beoinus even once you know he's there. So this is going to be the machlokes Rashi and the Rambam about Bershus Hamazik. This actually, what I said before is not so possible. Maybe we do pass like the Rambam in this point. Okay, so let's get the Rambam clear because it's a big machlokes that we pass it. So this is the machlokes in the Rishus of the Mazik. Okay, now let's take the Rambam a step further. That means according to the Rambam, let's go Rashi. According to Rashi, that alone that I know that you're there makes me responsible, right? If I know, if I'm aware that you're there, that makes me responsible. According to the Rambam, that's not true. In Rishus of the Mazik, in my own house, I don't have to guard myself. I don't have to be on guard. I don't have to be on watch. Even if I know you're there, it doesn't matter. As long as I can't be Mazik Yom. But according to Rashi, if I know that you're there, I'm already on the hook, right? So it means according to Rashi, let's take it a step further. Wouldn't it be obvious the next din of the Gemara? The next din of the Gemara is Shneim Bershus. We're both in Rishus Rabim. We're both walking, and I'm Mazik you. I'm Chayiv. Why? According to Rashi, it's obvious because I have to know that you're there. I have to assume that you're there because I'm Rishus Rabim. If I have permission to be here, you probably also have permission to be there. There probably are other people that have permission to be here. Whether it's Rishus Rabim or Chatzar HaShutfim, whatever it is. So therefore, according to Rashi, it's obvious, it just flows the next din of the Gemara. And Tosfos says, same thing with Shneim Shaloi Bershus. If there's Shneim Shaloi Bershus, what happened? Shneim Shaloi Bershus, I'm speeding. I'm going above the speed limit. If I'm going above the speed limit, it's considered Shaloi Bershus. If I'm going above the speed limit, I have to assume I'm not the only guy. So there's probably other people going above the speed limit. So it's Mutla on me. I have to assume that there's other people like that too. So, according to Rashi, the next halacha flows from this Rav Papa's halacha. Once the halacha is, if you're mechuyev to be aware that there's other people here, you're chayev, even if you're the Baal Bais on your own home, kal v'chomer, if you're in a public domain, and you're b'rishus, you have to assume there's other people b'rishus. If you're there, shalei b'rishus, You have to assume there's other people that are shalei b'rishus. Okay, maybe you don't have to come on to that when you're speeding. Right, okay, fine.
You have
a higher level of chiyuv
shmira.
Toisa says what I'm saying, but I hear what you're saying. You're the muchach. Okay. But according to the Rambam, that's not necessarily true, right? Because according to the Rambam, we don't have precedent for that. We don't see that just because you know someone else is there that you have to be responsible. If it's in my house, I'm off the hook, even if I know you're there. So according to the Rambam, it's not necessarily so clear that Shneim Bershus would be Chayiv. And that's, in fact, the next piece in the Rambam. The Rambam says, V'cheinim hayu Shneim Bershus, or Shneim Shaloi Bershus, V'hizik Echad Mehen, Mamun Chaveru Shaloi B'Kavana Potter. The Rambam had a different gears in the Gemara. The Rambam holds that Shneim Bershus and Shneim Shaloi Bershus, they're both going with permission or both without permission, you're always Potter. The only time you're chayiv is if you're mazikin b'kavana. Now, if you're following this whole thing, comes out, let's figure this out. In the rishus of the mazik, if I'm the bala bayis, I'm only chayiv if I have kavana. If we're both going with permission in rishus rabim, I'm only chayiv if we do it big kavana. If we're both running in rishus rabim or shloi b'rishus, I'm only chayiv if I did it b'kavana. So where in the world is the whole din of adam mod l'olam talking about? What's the case? So Machan Ephraim says it's a funny case that must be talking about that you were on the roof. You were on the roof, and the wind blew you into the Rishus of the Nizik. But let's say it blew you into the Rishus of Rabbi, maybe you're Potter. Well, according to the Rambam, it comes out very strange, the whole concept of Adam Mod Lailam. It's not really so Negea, Kipshutai.
Why didn't you be on the bunch of like Rishus to the Rishus?
Because okay, right. So that's what he says. B'med v'amamur and b'rishus hanizik. But that okay, that's a very much a limitation on the whole adam mod loylo. So anytime that you're in rishus harabim, so then it's adam mod, the whole thing falls off. So we have to be mazmer this a little bit. We're going to need help on that because that's going to come out pretty shver. So this is a kasha all d'achrenim. Remeir Simcha or Sameach, Rav Shach, the Evin Ozel, Archashot. Everybody in the Netziv, everybody asked this kasha. Basically, according to the Rambam, the whole thing went out the window. Okay? So there's a Rambam that answers this question, but more or less, what we're going to have to say is that in most cases, if there's an element of pshia, if you're somewhat negligent, then it's called b'kavana. Someone negligent, you're going to be called b'kavana, you're going to be chayiv, no matter what. Even if it's not full negligence, but somewhat negligent. Okay, fine. So now let's figure out a little bit. I just want to bring this out a little bit. Okay, so the Rashi says if a guy is running, he doesn't have rishus to be there. So let's talk about this case. Let's just take for example. A car accident based on the Rashi and the Rambam. Okay? Now, I'm going to be mocked him. We're going to have to give a whole nother shiur or maybe a number of shiurim about car accidents when it comes to making an insurance claim on the car accident. Okay? But let's say we're not talking about with no insurance claims. We're not talking about insurance. We're talking about two people. They hit each other. They hit each other. And they want to just settle it right here with a dayan. Okay? They just want to know what's the halacha, we want to settle it with a dayan. So once you're on the topic of insurance, it's a whole different thing. Maybe you're not mechuyev chash mishpat. Maybe then you're going with dina de machusa dina, and you can go with whatever the legal aspect would be. So let's say one has a green light, one had a red light, and the guy ran through the red. So, and they hit each other. So now, I don't know legally what's the halacha, what's the law.
You want a red light?
I don't know if that's true, my son, always. Because we had a cool story like that here, that a guy ran straight through the stop sign and hit a guy that was backing out. And since he was backing out into the street, even though that guy ran the stop sign, he was chayiv. And they had a video, we had a video of it.
Maybe he didn't have a good lawyer.
Huh? Not maybe, for sure.
It might have been after the stop sign violation, like another 50 feet, maybe it happened. So it didn't really make a difference as prior violation.
Okay, I don't know. Whatever. I don't know. It doesn't matter what the legal is. The halacha would be that the guy running the red is shalei bershus. The guy in the green is bershus. Echa bershus, echa shalei bershus. So even if... And they hit each other. Hitting each other is called huzku zebzeh. So what's the rule, huzku zebzeh? Is that the bershus person is potter. So therefore, the guy that has the green does not have to pay for the damages of the person he hit, but the guy with the red would have to pay for the damages that he caused to the guy with the green.
That case would have been a contributory negligence. They're both negligent. This person's more negligent, like that, something like that.
Right. Okay. So what we're saying is it doesn't matter about that negligence. Now, here's one knitch. What happens if he says, "Did you see me coming?" He says, "Yeah, but I thought you were going to stop. I don't know." So now what? You have Rashi. Rashi says, "Yodabei." Once I knew you were there, now I have to be more careful. And we're passing like that Ramah, that we put the Rapapa back in the second case. That Husku, Zebazeh, you no longer have the exemption of saying, well, if I got damaged from you, I don't have to be careful. So now, they would both be, it would be called Husku, Zebazeh, and they would both be potter from each other's damage. So if you saw him coming... If you saw him coming, it's Husku Zebazeh. You have Rashi that says, once you saw him coming, then you have to now be careful. And therefore, if you could have stopped in time...
If you didn't see him coming, you'd say he's Hoshea. They then will check his mirror.
Okay, right. Now,
So if a guy sees the red light, he still has to assume this guy's going to pass the red light?
No, he doesn't have to assume that. He doesn't have to assume. No. He didn't. He saw him passing the red light, but he saw. He's like, okay, whatever. I'll make it anyway. Or I thought he'll stop because he should realize that people aren't going to run the green. You know, maybe he ran the red because he didn't think anyone was in the intersection. But I'm here. The guy's gonna stop. Whatever the case would be, once you see him, now you lose that mila of bershus. And now it's Shneyem, it's Echab Rishos, Echab Shalom Rishos, it's Husku Zebazeh, but you have Yoda, once you see him there, now you lose that Heter.
Assuming
that's
only if he can't do anything about it.
Right, assuming that he could have done something about it.
If he really couldn't do anything about it,
then
he's still...
L'chor, if he couldn't do anything about it, then it's, right, then at that point the Yoda is not going to change the way he should have done anything, because it doesn't add to him, right? Okay? But according to the Rambam, it wouldn't make a difference. Because the Echad...
Whatever
Yoda Bey means in each case. I mean, in this case, you saw the car going. I don't know. Who cares?
You know he's there. Marshall, you know the guy's there. Of course, you know Yoda is in the way of your car.
What do you mean?
Because he's, even if you're going through the Yitzhak, you know there's the other guy's on the other side. The road,
no. Going I'm talking about you saw that he's potentially here, you know? So that's called Echa Bershus, Echa Chloe Bershus, and that would be the halacha. Okay? Now, Lagabi the halacha, it's a very big tumult how we paskin. Okay, we have some time, so let's go through the Shulchan Aruch. We'll try to come out to see how we paskin. What we have to talk about next week, there's a whole other part to this, is what happens if one of them stops in the middle. Which is, you know, once one of them stops, maybe that changes the whole halacha. You come shloim b'shus, and then, but let's see the halacha here. So go to the end of the booklet on page 29, and if the Yom is following, we'll see if you pick up on the steer on the Shulchan Aruch. I'm already giving you a hint that there's a steer on the Shulchan Aruch. Sif Dalet, page 29, Shin Ayin Ches Sif Dalet. We did Aleph, Beis, and Gimel last 2 weeks. Siv Dalet. Kol Eilu Advarim. Everything that we're talking about, Adam HaMazik, is Bershus HaNizik. If it happened in the property of the Nizik. Alva Bershus HaMazik. But if it happens by the Mazik, in the house of the Baal Bais, Potter, Achi Yiskavin LaHazik, until you miskavin, Kemoishi Yisboir. So, he says, you're Potter unless you're miskavin. So who is this, Rashi or the Rambam? Anybody? The Rambam. Because it says Achiskavin. It doesn't say Achiyira. It doesn't say that you're potter unless you see him. It says you're potter until you're miskavin. Right? So this sounds like the Rambam. This sounds like if you're in the Rishos of the Mazik, if you're in the Baal Bais' Rishos, he does not have to be careful. He doesn't have a Chiv Shmira. He's allowed to do whatever he wants, even if he knows you're there. It doesn't matter. Unless he does it b'mezin, then he has to pay. Okay? So you know, someone's in your property and your neighbor comes in to get a ball or something, you know, they threw over the fence, and you're going at him playing, I don't know, whatever you're doing, and you hit them in the face with the ball, your pots are still. Even though you know that they're there, it's not your problem. That's what he seems to say over here. But you go to Siv Zayin, in Siv Zayin it says, Hayushneim Bershos, Oishneim Shaloi Bershos, V'husku Zebazeh, Bein Begufam, Bein Bimimoinam, Im Lo Yodu Zebazeh Pturim. As long as you don't know that he's there, you're potter. If you know that he's there, you're chayev. So now that's Rashi. The next words are very complicated. Avim Rozezeh, the way the Gra reads it is Avam Hiziku Zedze Avo Pishalakivnu Chayavin, and if your Mazakim, even with no Kavan, you're Chayav, Lefikach Shnaim Shayu Rotzim Bershus Arabim, two people are going Bershus Arabim running, Oy Shayu Mahalchim, Vahusku Zebazepturm, Hiziku Zedze Chayavin. So that's straight up like Rashi. So Siv Zayin the Machaber passing is like Rashi, Siv Dalit passing is like the Rambam. That means in Siv Zayin, he's giving much more. He's being more strict in a way. He's saying you have more responsibility. And he's saying, well, I mean, Yadu already makes you chayiv, but if you're both Bershos or both Shloi Bershos, Hiziku is chayiv. And Sevdali passes like the Rambam. And if you look, you know the Derech of the Gra is to be very Bekitzer. It's very hard to read the Gra, but Derech Kal. Usually the Gra will be Mitzayin, will show like a Mar Mokam, it's a Ein Shom, and it's a whole Gemara. So if you look over here, the Gra is like three columns to explain this Shulchan Aruch on the bottom over here. So it's Shalik Derech of the Gra to be Marich so much, but to try to explain where is the Mechaber coming from. So what we're going to try to say now is to Miyashiv, which makes a lot of sense, is the pshat of the Aruch HaShulchan that basically says in the Gra, there's a meramis to this, is that the Mechaber made his own cholent over here. The Mechaber and the Tor noshed a little bit from the Rambam and a little bit from Rashi, and they made up their own shita. Okay? So their shita is like this, and it's very mistavel like that. When you're in the Rishus of the Baal Bayis, Lagabi this that the Rambam says, that if you're in the Baal Bayis' house, Baal Bayis does not have to be careful from you. Lagabi that he passes like the Rambam. So you're in the Rishus of the Baal Bayis, you're in the guy's house, and then he's doing his darts on the thing, and you walk through, and he knows you're there, he's still potter. And if he trips over you, you're chayiv. Because you're in his house. He's not mechuyev to have any shmira from you. So Lagabi that, the only way that if you're in someone's house, you have to assume, if you didn't get permission, that you're going to be chayiv anything that happens, and anything that happens to you, he's going to be potter. Unless he's mazik, you'll be a dayin. Then, okay? The guy never passes like the Rambam. Probably that's not so shriach, but that's those set of halachas. But once we go into the public domain, and now we're going into places that we both have rishus to be in, or we both don't have rishus to be in, now the Mechaber wants to put more responsibility on each per party, and therefore, you're always going to be chayiv for the hezek that you caused in the public domain, no matter what. So Hiziku says, even if you have rishus to be there, and he also has rishus to be there, and even if he doesn't have rishus to be there, but it's a public domain, once you see him, you're going to be chayiv also. So Lagabi that, we pass like Rashi. Okay, so like I said before, the guy with the car accident, as long as you, once you see the person there, you're going to be, once you see the guy there, if since it's in a public domain, even if he's speeding or he went through the red light, he is shloi b'rishus. Once you see him, you're going to be chai for the damage that you caused. And if it's huskus zebazah, you're both going to be potter no matter what.
Even if it's just at the last minute you see him, at the last
with enough time to stop, like he said. Had to have been that you technically had enough time. But it could be that you have other cases. Like the place I'm talking about, husku zebazah, in a case that you saw him, but it was a while ago. So what, I don't know exactly what the case would be in that, you know, the case we talked about last week. Let's say someone parked shloi b'rishus. Someone parked illegally.
It goes by law or minimum?
So lemaisa, what we're going to say is like this. Legabe the psak halacha, we go with chosh mishpat. But legabe who's called b'rishus and who's called shloi b'rishus, it goes by legal.
But like for example, like the spot on the corner, right? Everyone, where the Kaios is not parking, everyone parks there anyways. So
right, but the whole parking there is mitzvah to be legal in the summer.
What?
The whole swale is not really a parking lot. So l'chor there, it goes by the derech of what people are doing. You have to assume that someone's going
to
be there.
Ah, so it has to be illegal pertaining to parking.
Right. In other words, I'm talking about, for example, we're going to talk next week about if someone stops. Okay, stops. But let's say someone stops short in the street. When someone stops short, they're considered shaloi b'rishus. Okay. So if they're considered shaloi b'rishus, and then someone behind them goes and bumps into them, so the guy that bumped into them is potter.
Right.
But let's say he wasn't following the legal following distance. Which no one knows what it is until the last time you heard about that was when you took your permit test.
Right.
You know, per 10 miles that you're going, you have to have 30 feet, whatever, right?
3 seconds.
Whatever. So you were either speeding, the guy behind was either speeding or wasn't following the legal following distance. He's going to be considered shalei b'rishus. So now they're both shalei b'rishus. Because you were speeding and he stopped short.
If everybody goes the same distance, if everybody's always two cars speeding,
doesn't make a difference. That's what I'm saying. He stopped, so that's his equal.
Right to use the road, now that I made it, that every person has to know that whenever you stop on a break, you have to know there's probably a guy two spots behind.
Why am I not allowed to assume people drive with legally?
Because you know everybody doesn't.
Yeah.
You know every single person. You've been on the highway. You know people are two spots behind you. There's enough for two cars. That's what the
minute. He's considered their shalei b'rishus.
Why is that considered shalei b'rishus? Now I made it. Everybody does it. So now it's b'rishus.
Not everyone does it. Everyone that we know does it. but the shishim reba that are on the highway, there are plenty of people that aren't doing it.
It's like the speed limit. The speed limit is 10 miles an hour over the speed limit is bash normal.
Yeah. What do you call that,
shalei
b'rishus or b'rishus?
Well, it could be. I don't know if what you could get a ticket for.
Nobody's got a ticket.
Okay, so if no one got a ticket for more than 5 miles, for whatever, like I said, we'll talk about that next week. But the point is that to a certain degree, what's considered the legal or not legal is going to determine what's b'rishus and what's shloi b'rishus. But lemaisa, then we're going to pass again according to chash mishpat. When you have b'rishus shloi b'rishus, what's the halacha? Okay, so the bottom line is let's just solidify what we have over here. The bottom line is what we're going to pass is apida derech the orcha shulchan, which is if you're in the rishus of the mazik, you're in your own home. Once a guy comes in, then unless you're mechavin, you're off the hook, and any damage that he causes you, he has to pay for. Even if he was stationary and you tripped over him, he's got to pay for that. And the fact that you see him there is not going to exempt you. Like Abidat, we hold like the Rambam. But once you're in a public domain, so Shneim Bershos, or Shneim Shaloi Bershos, they're both equally, either both illegal or legal. So then the halacha is, if one guy damages the other, the damager is the one that's moving. Then he's chayev. If they damaged each other, because if one got damaged by the other one, which means that one is stationary or they're both moving, then the halacha is that they're potter. Echad b'rishus, v'echad shaloi b'rishus, in a public domain, it means one is speeding, one is... Well, so then, the Shaloi Brishos guy is going to be chayiv in the damage, even if he was the other guy was huzak in him. But if it's Yoda, then it's considered again Shneim Brishos, then we'll go back to that halacha. Okay, so there's a lot of information over here. It's a complicated sugya. Next week, we're going to talk about, add in another thing, which is the next Siman Shanayin test about if someone stops. Okay? Fine.